14-0 as we start the second quarter from Llano. Wimberley with the lead over the Yellow Jackets of Llano. Jared and I talking about babies, cute little baby in the stands below us. And yes. I'm suggesting that it's time for Jared to have baby number two.
Oh, I think my in-laws are out there listening right now. They're at my house for the weekend. And all right. Probably listening to the game, so they heard you say that. I may get some pressure.
Here's Carruthers up the middle. Boy, he's got the first down and more to the 40, to the 30, left sideline, to the 20, to the 10, and run out of bounds inside the 10-yard line is Moss Carruthers. How about that? About a 45-yard run. Knocking at the door again are the Wimberley Texans.
Yeah, that's a big run right there. Good move by Carruthers, making one cut, getting up the field. Good blocking downfield all the way down. It's going to be first and goal for the Texans.
They're spotting it at the 9-yard line. That's where he stepped out of bounds. Huge hole up front, Jared.
Yeah.
Hats off to the offensive line for that one.
Yeah, and again, typical to what we see with Moss. He charges the hole immediately, opens up, makes the one cut, bounces it to the outside, and good job of blocking by Martinez downfield.
First and goal now. Kipperus to the right of Weeks, and he's going to get the call. He's going to be knocked down right at the line of scrimmage, though. It'll be second down and 9.
And you kind of condense the field right here, which is, you know, for your short passes and things of that nature, they don't necessarily work as good because obviously the field's only 9 yards long at this point. And right there, trying to just slide Guy Kipperus down to the near side again, almost same play that they ran a minute ago to Carruthers, but using Moss as the lead back, and defensive end just spoils it for the Texans right there.
And again, Carruthers and Kipperus in the backfield with Weeks. And he's going to look and flip it out right side. It's Stover to the 5. Touchdown, Cade Stover from 9 yards out. Weeks to Stover for the second time tonight.
Yeah, that's another one of those I talked about it a minute ago. It's just a short field and three defenders over there by the Jackets. But you said it earlier. I don't know if it's if it's something that Wimberley is just faster or Lano's just not tackling, but Cade Stover on 2 touchdown passes has probably broken about 7 tackles.
I think you're right. They have no answer to Cade tonight. Here's the Nick Coles extra point try. It is up and into the Black Knight, and it is good. 10:44 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 21, Lano nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Wimberley has taken a commanding lead over the Llano Yellow Jackets here with 10:44 left to play in the second quarter. We are in Llano tonight on Highway 71. I can see car lights to my left out there on the highway. Got a pretty good drive back home later tonight.
Sound like a Kevin Fowler song.
Hey, I like Kevin Fowler. Here's the kickoff to the 6-yard line, to the 10, 15, 20, 25, and out to the 27-yard line is the return man, Mason Brooks, who hadn't been able to find a lot of space with his offense, so they're going to let him return kicks and see if he can do some damage. Again, a reminder, next week you can tune in Friday night at 7:15 for Wimberley Texan football as the Texans will be back home against Navarro in a game that will likely be for the district championship. Hear all the action right here on COWO Radio and at WimberleyRadio.org. Texans still have some business to finish here tonight, though, so first things first. Walling, the quarterback. He's got Logan Duggar behind to his left and Brooks to his right. Takes the snap, but give it to Duggar up the middle. He's going to be wiped out right at the line of scrimmage. We hadn't talked about it. Late flag comes in. We hadn't talked about it, but, boy, that Wimberley Texan defensive line is owning the line of scrimmage tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to get called. It's shouldn't be any sort of a late hit. They really, at that point,
face mask,
the only thing it could be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very late. I mean, there were three or four players on the running back when the head official in the backfield threw the flag.
He's kind of
talking about it a little bit.
He is. He's personal foul face
yeah,
mask.
Face
You're right.
Mask. So they're going to step it off. Now, it's a big one. It's a 15-yarder, and they're going to put it way out to the 42. And so a break for the Yellow Jackets. That's one way they can get a first down via penalty.
I believe that's the first one they've gotten.
And you wonder what those wide splits have to do with Texans just dominating the line of scrimmage here tonight.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, obviously there is a reason for it, and I know that the coach Coach Green's got kind of his pattern of what he does. But it seems at this point right now that the Texans are having a lot of success shooting the middle. They're a little tighter this series though, if you look.
So first down and 10 from the Lano 42. They're going to turn and give it to Brooks, who's able to power his way forward. He gets three and a very late flag now as a couple of players were going at it after the play. Brooks picked up three, and they're going to spot it at the 45, but we'll see how this flag plays out.
Mitchell clapping his hands, and maybe, it is going to be against the offense here. It looks like it is going to go against them. I don't know what the it was Mitchell and Atlanta Yellow Jacket kind of getting into it, I guess, a little bit, but we'll see what it was.
It's going to be after the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the offense, and so they're going to back them up again a little bit.
Almost offsetting penalties then. 15 yards given, 15 yards taken.
Yeah. I guess you're right because they're going to spot it way back at the 30.
It's going to end up being first and...
First down and 22.
First and a half a mile.
Boy, no doubt. They got to get to the eyeball of that Yellow Jacket logo at 50-yard line. It's a good-looking logo there at the 50-yard line. Kind of like that.
Oh,
that Yellow Jacket there. Look at that thing.
Second down.
Yeah, second. Huh, second down.
I guess it's a loss of down. Oh, after the play. That's why.
That's right. So the
play dead ball foul.
Counted, yeah.
Almost think we had never called a game before, Mike.
Second down and 22. We've called a few. Shotgun. Walling now will look to his left and throw to his left. It's caught, but it's going to be for a loss of yardage. He lost 4 or 5 yards out there on the left side. I think that was Anthony Watson who caught the ball. Much to his chagrin, he would have been better off if he'd have just slapped at it and made it incomplete. He lost 4 yards on that thing. And so now it's going to be third and 26. What's your play call here, Coach?
Quick kick.
Goodness, that might be the best option.
Stacking trips up on the bottom side. Stacking trips up here on the bottom side. Maybe look for a bubble screen on the out.
Walling takes the snap. Looks to his left. Pumps and goes deep over the middle. And incomplete overshot Ian Fletcher over the middle. And it'll be fourth down. And the Yellow Jackets will be forced to punt.
And I hate to tell you this. I would love to tell you that Wimberley's defensive secondary is just locking it down right now. But they haven't had to do anything.
No.
Other than the two interceptions at this point, Cade Stover on good coverage there. But, ball's 2-3 foot over his receiver's head. So really hadn't had to do a whole lot here. And they'll be lucky to get this punt back to the line of scrimmage.
Here's the punt. It's a line driver. Going to bounce. Let's see if Martinez will pick it up. No, he's going to let that one roll. It rolls inside the 30. Gets a really good Lano roll down to the 23-yard line. So a pretty nice job there by the punter, Austin Humphrey. Texans will take over at the 23. Hey, a reminder, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's ball game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. I don't think we addressed whether or not you're going to have baby number two fully enough here, Jared. With your folks listening, I'm sure I have a voice in the decision-making process, don't I?
Awkwardly enough, I have not got a text from my wife yet, but I fully anticipated to get a text from her saying, hey, isn't there a football game going on?
Yeah, what's going on here? Can I have a voice here? Can I have a word?
That's what we call avoiding the subject.
Yes. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking left, throwing left. He's got Martinez.
Uh-oh.
Caught it at the 50. He's going to be long gone. 20, 10, 5, Touchdown, Gavin Martinez. Just like that, 73 yards. Check that, 77 yards.
Yeah, that was a perfect pass. Double move right there. They've run the post pattern with Gavin. We've talked about it before. He runs that pattern right across the middle, takes three hard steps, then goes outside. JoJo, ball's already thrown in the air by the time he cuts back, and nothing but space and opportunity and green turf, not grass,
in front of
Gavin for 77-yard bomb from JoJo Weeks that really couldn't have been thrown better.
Coles now with the extra point try, and it is up, and it is good. 9:15 left to play our score. Wimberley 28 and Llano nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Back at Llano Stadium, Mike Blackwell, along with Jared Robinson and Zach Peterson. Great having you along. Gavin Martinez with his second touchdown reception of the night. And I got to be honest with you, Jared, it looked like he was jogging the last 30 yards. He didn't even have to kick it into fifth gear there to outrun the secondary.
No, his stride is pretty uniform, and he gets them going, and he's a lot faster than people think he is, and he didn't even have to run on that one after a great catch.
Here's the Coles kickoff taken at the 5 by Brooks, and he gets it out near the 20-yard line. And that's where Llano will take over again. Texans leading at 28-0.
Flag on the 36. Got one on the near side, usually in the area of holding, but we'll see.
Over on the Wimberley side of the field, the Texans are on the far side of the field here tonight. They've got a good crowd at made the trek to Llano.
Kind of a lot of discussion for it to be holding, though, honestly.
It's going to be personal foul, chop block, it looks like.
Yep.
So that's going to go against Llano.
It's going to be a half the distance. It's going to take them back to the 10, 9.5-yard line right here.
Boy, when it rains, it pours, boys. Mm. When the wheels come off, they come all the way off, and they have for Llano here tonight. First down and 10 at the 10-yard line for the Yellow Jackets. Walling, the quarterback, he has Brooks to his right in the backfield. Takes the snap, gives it on a reverse. No, he's going to be tackled in the end zone. He still has it. Nope, they're going to say his forward progress has him at the 1-yard line. Maybe the 2. I'm trying to get a good angle on it. I thought he gave it to the receiver on the reverse, Jared, but he kept it, and he was swallowed up.
Yeah, that was a
It's like the two-yard line.
It's right at the 2.5-yard 2-yard line, and a straight blitz coming up off the middle, and he didn't have a choice right there. The lefty ended up faking to the right, couldn't get back to his throwing motion soon enough, and the Texans wipe him out right there at the, it looks like right at 1.5-1-yard line almost, about 2.
Second down and 18 from the 2-yard line now, and Walling will stand in his backfield. Check that, in his end zone. Not the ideal situation.
No, not with the running game. Not with the running game they've been displaying as well.
Walling back to throw, deep in his end zone. He gets the throw off, and it's in and out of the hands of his receiver on the far sideline, Watson. So it'll be third down and 18 now.
And you know what's weird, Mike, and as I sit here and watch it, and he's got a good arm.
Yeah, he's got a strong arm,
good left-handed. You know, he's got that little left-hand flick of the wrist that you kind of see a lot. He's got a strong, strong arm. He's just missing high about 2 feet every single throw he's got. So
right. He
makes some adjustments. The Texans are going to have to make some plays, and we'll see, obviously, way, way back in the end zone right here It's going to bring up, third and 17?
Third and 18. They've got to get beyond the 20. Just beyond the 20. They're at their own two. Walling now will step back to throw again. Pressure, he throws it over the middle, and it's picked off. Picked off at the 25-yard line to the 20, and he runs it back down to about the 14-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 15. Texans will take over.
Yeah, another big
catch.
Seth Hooper? Yeah, Seth Hooper, another big catch right there. Undercuts the throw. We talked a minute ago about everything being high, and that one's about a yard or two short. And Seth Hooper undercuts it and gets it all the way back to the 15-yard line. So Texans, again, with a short field on their third interception of the game.
Three interceptions. We have 8 minutes left in the first half. Spotted at the 15-yard line of Llano, where the Texans offense will take over. Weeks will be in the backfield, shotgun. He'll have Carruthers to his left and Guy Kiparis to his right. He'll take the snap and he'll give it to Kiparis, looking for running room, and Guy gets it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. It'll be second and 10 now.
Guy trying to kind of sidestep out of the way right there, but just number five right there for the Llano Yellow Jackets. I don't have a roster in front of me, but makes a good tackle on him and just wraps him up, takes him down immediately for no loss, or for no gain, or technically no loss as well.
Drew Cooper on the tackle. Same lineup now for the Texan offense. In the backfield with Weeks taking the snap and Carruthers to his left, Kiparis to his right. Back to throw is JoJo. Over the middle, he's got a man. It's Wyatt, man. Touchdown. How about that? Quick striking offense, 15 yards. Touchdown pass number five for JoJo Weeks.
Man, that's a how do you defend that? How do you get any better than that? That ball's thrown perfectly,
yep,
right at the right-hand shoulder, inside shoulder on a post pattern, outside coverage from the cornerback, and that's indefensible right there with another great throw. You look at all three touchdown throws right now for JoJo. Every one of them's got the velocity and the accuracy of what he's looking for.
And there's the extra point that's added as well. And with 7:19 left to play in the second quarter, our score, Wimberley 35, Llano nothing. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Welcome back. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson and Zach Peterson from Llano Stadium on JoJo Weeks Appreciation Night here. He's got five touchdown passes in the first quarter, or first half, and Wimberley leads it 35-0. Here's Coles' kickoff, taken at the 5 to the 10. 15-20, got a hold to the 25, looking for running room, and brought down at the 30 is the return man, Logan Duggar, and that's where the Yellow Jackets offense will take over.
Yeah, Mike, you were asking a minute ago. JoJo started the game with 21 touchdowns and adds five to it, so 26 touchdowns for JoJo Weeks.
He's got touchdown passes tonight of 31, 30, 9, 77, and 15 yards. I mean, that's crazy. This is video game stuff that we're seeing here tonight. And you're right. Every throw is just right on the money.
Yeah, I'd say it's been a display of really what you can see with, you know, just look at the difference. Obviously, talent-wise difference from Bernie, but look at the difference just in the throws and everything else that JoJo's made and what this team has accomplished here in the last couple games. And it brought them back down a little bit.
Here's Brooks now with a carry on first down. He loses a yard. It'll be second down and 11.
And you know, you always hate to say it, but a loss sometimes humbles a team back to the ground and says, okay, you know, we got to go back to the drawing board. We got to back work harder. And we've seen last week against Bandera. Obviously this week right now, sitting here with 6:39 left, 35-0 in the second quarter. Wimberly looks like they've put that time in. That connection with all his receivers is back that we talked about was off there for a little bit, Mike. And JoJo's just point on right now.
No doubt. Walling, the quarterback, on second down and 11. Takes the snap. Fakes it to Brooks. He's going to carry it himself. Powerful running back. A runner. He gets to the 35, beyond the 35. See where they spot it. He'll be short of the first down by a couple of yards. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 39-yard line. It'll be second down and two. And we should say Walling has been a running back, I believe, up to this point. And they're missing their normal starting quarterback tonight. So let's give Ben a little tap on the head. This is not easy for you to roll him out there and say, hey, go get him against a team like Wimberly.
Yeah, my understanding is the starting quarterback is out with an ankle injury, and I don't know when during the week that he possibly...
Here's the fake handoff, and Walling's going to get it, and it's going to be a first down. Yeah, the starter is number six over there in street clothes,
yeah.
Cade Fly.
Yeah, and if he goes down on Thursday, Walling gets really no practice whatsoever, or Wednesday practice, or whatever it may have been, whenever the starter goes down, you can see him kind of limping.
He's
actually
got
a walking cast on, yeah. So it's a, you know, this young man could have literally only taken what was in pregame snaps, expecting not to play at quarterback and running back tonight.
First down and 10. Yeah, somebody needs to go to Ben and say, great job out of here tonight, Ben, because you didn't really have much of a chance. Here's the turn they give to Brooks up the middle, and he is getting swarmed under again by that Wimberly defense. That has to be so frustrating for Matt Green, the coach of Lana. I mean, they can get nothing going on offense at all.
Well, and I'll be interested to see the film on this game, because really, as far as the running backs even getting into the secondary, into the second level, it just hasn't happened. So I'm curious to see the number of tackles. Brady Corbett came in with a pretty good amount of tackles per game, and I've seen him several times out here. Rutherford sitting up front as well. I'm curious to see how many tackles those defensive linemen for the Texans rack up tonight, because it sure looks like they're not getting past them at all.
Second down and 10 now. Walling will turn and give it to Brooks again up the middle. He's trying to fight forward. He gets a couple of yards to the 45, and that's where he is stopped, and it'll be third down now and 8 as the clock continues to run at 4 minutes left to play in the second quarter.
And if you're the Texans right here, again, another situation, 3rd and 8, you're expecting the pass. Although I will tell you, Walling and the two runs that he had in this series a couple plays ago looked pretty good, looked like a bruiser a little bit. So could be a situation maybe you just see a straight rollout for him, try to use the extra blocker to get that 8 yards. But we'll see how they're going to go. Yeah, twins on top and bottom, so no extra blocker for them.
He's a strong-looking quarterback. He weighs probably a couple hundred pounds. Back to throw. Whistles, though, just prior to the snap. See what they call here. Walling went ahead and threw the ball out on the left side, and the receiver got popped pretty good near the Wimberly bench, but false start prior to the snap, and they'll back it up and replay the third down now.
He's going to change this. Should be a legal motion is what it ended up being. As the motion back on the top side was started out about 4 yards deep and ended up, by the time the ball was snapped, it was 1 yard. So it just kind of decided to get a little bit ahead of start out there, as he was the young man who was going to be catching the ball. But a almost what could have been looked at as a late hit right there on the top side. Obviously, Lano wanted that call.
They were blowing the whistle, definitely, and I think it was Caleb Cervanka.
Yeah,
he went ahead and popped him good.
Yeah, just kind of didn't really hit him. Both of them were continuing to run, just kind of stopped him in his tracks, and Leno definitely wanted that call.
Third down and 13 now. Walling back to throw. Looking right, looking deep. Going right and deep and incomplete. He was trying to hit his receiver, Brooks Keel, and he just kind of overshot him. I'm with you, though, Jared. Boy, good-looking pass, though. It was just off the mark.
Yeah, it's not a terrible pass. It's not a situation that it's just, you know, he can't throw. We've seen, I mean, great passes, just not quite accurate, which makes me think that maybe he just hadn't had the time to get the practice in with these wide receivers. They're just not quite on cue.
Here's Austin Humphrey now to punt the ball away for Lano. And he gets it away. Martinez now is going to call for a fair catch, and he is able to gather it in at about the 24-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over, 23-yard line, first down and 10.
And if you they're going to get Stover. I think they're going to get Stover right here. He waved on the fair catch and fumbled the ball and kind of stepped out of the way of a defender, and it looked like he actually took a step like he was going to run.
Oh, it was Stover,
it was
not
Stover.
Martinez. Okay.
If, if you're in the stands and if you're listening, if you're watching, if you're not, Stover was the defender on the play here on the near side that was the third down incompletion, and he looked over at Gavin Martinez and waved him off the field. Gavin was on the sideline and said, no, I got this one. I want to receive this one.
Yeah.
If remember last week, they were kind of battling back and forth. Well, Stover Stover got that one. We'll see if this is going to be the penalty against him. He may have, may not be allowed to go back there again if it is. It is. They're gonna get him. He called fair catch and ended up kind of.
And that's the signal on that. It looked kind of like a legal block signal, but I guess you're right. Just, and he bobbled the ball, and was able to gather it back in. At any rate, they're going to back him up to the 13-yard line. 3:02 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley leads it 35-0 here from Lano. District game number two. Lano's going to take a timeout. Let's take it with him. Our score, 35-0 Wimberley. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the JoJo Weeks Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Wimberley leading Lano here tonight from Lano in the second district ball game for the Texans. First down and 10. Wimberley has it at the 13-yard line. Weeks will take the snap, and he'll turn and give it up the middle to Carruthers, who powers his way forward for a quick 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3.
Yeah, Moss just continues to power his way straight forward right there on that play. I mean, just even before contact, he's 2-3 yards deep, and by the time he's falling forward, he's gaining 5, 6, 7 every single play, and a good spot to be in, 2nd and 7 right here.
These Wimberley lines tonight, the interior lines, have really done an awesome job. Here's the give to Carruthers. Just as I say that, he swarmed under at the line of scrimmage. That's my fault. I jinxed him. 3rd down and 3. No gain on the carry. Texans have seriously done great on the offensive and defensive fronts, though.
They've opened up some big holes. We've seen several huge holes for Carruthers tonight. And really, overall, even more important than that, has given JoJo the time to drop back and throw those deep balls and step into his throws and get a lot on them so far. So it's going to be, 3rd and 7 from the 20.
3rd down and 3 from the 20.
Nope, 3rd and 20. That's right.
Man, yeah.
Gain 7. See, I'm going backwards.
Here's the turn and the give on the reverse to Stover. Left side looking for running room. He's going to get the first down and more. 25-30. Cuts it inside. Looking for running room. He's got the 40. Right down the middle of the field. There goes Cade Stover. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown, Cade Stover. 80 yards.
Do we have a flag? I hear extra whistles.
I hear extra whistles, so it looks like they're going to bring this back.
41-yard line. We'll see what it is.
The wow, he took that, and I mean, he found the opening in the middle, and he was long gone. That was fun to watch, even if it's not going to count.
Yeah, that was he starts off on the top side, comes off on the reverse, all the way literally to the sideline on the bottom side, turns back all the way to the middle, and then shoots up the middle for a huge gain that is, you are correct, it is called back. It's a block in the back.
See where they marked this from. It was third and three. So I'm not sure if you get the first down. And
yeah, the block was downfield quite a bit, so they're going to put it at 31. The flag was on the 41-yard line, so it's going to end up being first and 10 from the 31.
So Texans will have a new set of downs here with 1:29 left to play in the first half. Wimberley has all three of its timeouts remaining. And the turn and the give to Carruthers. Big hole to the 35. Goes outside to the 40. And he's going to get the first down and then stretch it forward another couple of yards. Give him 12 yards out to the 43-yard line. Move the chains again.
Yeah, another good gain by Moss right there. Right up the middle following his blocker. Tight end came back on the near side. Kowalski ends up on the trap play right there and clears it out. Carruthers follows him up in there, and a big gain, and again on first down for Moss.
First down and 10. Stay with us at halftime. We'll try to get you some scores, maybe get that Houston-New York score from the American League Championship Series. Although we're having some Wi-Fi difficulties. Here's Weeks now. He's going to go deep to the left side and incomplete. He was trying to hit. See who that is down there. Is that Krebs he was trying to go to? Incomplete and stops the clock at 44 seconds remaining. It'll be second down and 10. Again, Bandera and Hondo are going at it tonight in the district. Navarro has the week off tonight. I'm going to assume that the Navarro coaching staff is at this game somewhere.
Or listening to us.
Here's my strategy to Navarro's coaches. If you're playing Wimberley, don't let JoJo Weeks throw five touchdowns in the first half, or you're going to be in trouble. There's some scouting for you. Rolling left is Weeks. He's going to screen back right. That's Mitchell who has it to the 50, and he is able to roll forward for about 9 yards. It'll be third down and one. Let's see if the Texans choose to go ahead and start utilizing their timeouts to try to get some more here, or they're just going to be content letting the clock roll. The clock's going to roll, and it doesn't look like Doug Warren's in any big hurry with 20 seconds. I thought they might.
Here's the score of the half for you right here. Canyon Lake 21, Bernie 7.
How about go figure that? Goodness. Clock is at 7 seconds now. Weeks now fumbles a snap. Now he gets it, runs to the right side. Don't get hurt, JoJo. And he steps out of bounds near the first down mark with no time left on the clock. So that is going to be the end of the first half of play. And what a first half of play it was for the Wimberley Texans. Texans 35, Llano nothing. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.